Brand new music from the Flaming Lips kicking off our evening here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromholt, very happy to be with you tonight. We have all kinds of fun in store for you this evening. We have not one, but two live bands in the studio. It is going to be a veritable radio concert this evening. I am so happy about this mix of music tonight. We're going to have so much fun. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Our first guests of the evening, quite a few of them have been here in other capacities and other bands. They are here under this name for the very first time. They have a slew of shows coming up in the Miami Valley that we're going to tell you all about, including one coming up on the 18th at Bricks Ice Company in Dayton. They're also going to be up in Troy at the Miami Valley Music Festival in August and at Wham Bam Thank You Jam. We'll tell you all about that, tell you where you can see them and how. But first, I think it's time to hear some live music from Johnny Dreads and the Mystics.
Wake up in the morning, Lord. The landlord was at my door. I got 400 months rent to pay, but I cannot find a dollar.
Time's tough.
Everything is out of sight. It's so hard.
Time hard.
Everything is growing higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Feeling it, yeah. Time's up.
Johnny Dreads and the Mystics live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them and hear some more live music as well as some recordings from them here in just a moment. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
Thursday night at 8, it's Jazz Forward with your host,
Nikki Iliopoulos.
I dig him. Now he's terrific.
It is a new day.
Wish you love, peace, and so,
and rhythm and blues and jazz.
Crash of sound.
Nikki Iliopoulos.
Always there, always far out.
Jazz Forward, Thursday night at 8 on member supported 91.3 WYSO.
This is 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Fromholt. Just a moment ago, you heard some live music from Johnny Dreads and the Mystics. They are in the house. Welcome, guys. Hello.
Hey. Thanks for having us out.
How's it going?
Awesome.
Doing great, thanks.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Want to welcome Johnny, Brad, Kevin, Justin, Eric, and Rich into the studio, a veritable crowd of all really great seasoned local musicians. I've seen you all, as I mentioned in your introduction, in different bands and different capacities. How did this particular group get together and start playing together?
Hey, Juliet, this is Johnny here, Johnny Dreads. You know, I'll tell you what, I've played with and around these guys for a long time, and then last winter, Brad Denson, our bass player, came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I got a great idea," and that's usually where it begins, and it ended with us being in a great band about 6 months ago.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So when you guys started out playing together, had you all, I know you were all kind of traveling in similar musical circles, had you all jammed before, or was this kind of, you know, sort of introductions and really getting to know each other from scratch?
A lot of us have, you know, have played or are playing in bands together already, and for me, one of the seeds of it was, you know, the unfortunately defunct Jay Allen's used to host a jam every Wednesday night, and Johnny and I got up there with a couple of people, and it felt really good, and I told him we were both busy with other projects, but I was like, hey, if those fall through, we should definitely get something together at some point, and so, I mean, we've, you know, at least all played music one form or another together at one point.
Very cool, very cool. Tell me about some of the influences y'all are bringing to the band. Obviously, there's a great reggae soul base to this, but who are you guys looking to as influences as you're writing and putting material together?
This is Johnny again. You know, my influence is a lot of this Midwest music that we grow up on, stuff that I actually hear here on YSO. I think we all have veritable taste and a depth of knowledge and variety in our musical taste. I know I listen to a lot of reggae, a lot of Grateful Dead, and a lot of these guys listen to a lot of complex things, man.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, we're obviously playing, you know, pretty straight reggae, but all of us have different influences and different things we like to play, and that certainly comes out in the music.
Absolutely, absolutely. Does it sometimes, you know, you said you're definitely very, very faithful, you know, close to traditional reggae, but does it sometimes, some of those other influences, do you find that those influence the way you're interpreting these sounds or the way that you tackle a song or a way to play your instrument?
It's all just the different styles and the different ideas that we have, the different styles and the different backgrounds we come through. It all comes out as straight ahead reggae, but every now and then we get into, you know, you hear a little funk, hear a little
West Coast
little gangster
reggae.
Rap, yeah, a little bit of everything. There, right?
That's kind of what we're trying to decide right now.
I want to keep it uncategorized. Actually,
right. That's fair.
I think what we definitely do is we definitely try and find some dance music. It's not fun if people aren't dancing, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of different styles. I mean, here we are categorizing a style of music, but I'd like to say that we're definitely a dance emphasized West Coast reggae band. We really love to get the crowd moving, and for us, it's more about the show than anything else. It really gets us going.
Do you guys find that it's pretty easy? I know some bands tell me that it's a challenge at first to get people just in that mindset to dance. You know, there's sort of that shyness. Do you find that when you get on stage, the crowds open up pretty readily and are kind of connecting with the music in that way?
That's what reggae does.
As long as the bass, as from the bass man, what he meant to say was, as long as the bass is turned up and people are smiling, then yes, everybody's going to have a good time. You know, we put on a really good show. We put on a really fast-paced, high-energy show. So, you know, I don't think it's hard. Out of the first, second song, you know, I think people are always, you know, we bring it, we're smiling, they're smiling. It's perfect inside or outside any time of the year. Yeah, I mean,
nobody comes out to see reggae just to sit there either.
So. Right, right.
It helps. You've got kind of that built-in expectation.
Exactly, and even though Dayton doesn't have a huge reggae scene, the people that are involved in it are very appreciative and very supportive, and it's a nice group of people.
Definitely.
And it seems like the jam scene here in Dayton is also very, very open to and accepting of the reggae players as well, from what I've observed at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, sort of as much as anything, like a very much a shared audience. And then we're obviously getting into August, we're getting into a bunch of the jam sort of festivals as part of that, and it's very much accepted and encouraged there.
And we're going to talk about some of those festival shows here in just a moment, but I want to play a couple of recorded tracks that you guys have been working on. Tell me a little bit about the recording process. What's it been like for a band that's like, you know, a really solid live band and is into that crowd engagement? What was it like going into the studio?
Doghouse Studios.
Yeah, we did it live.
Nice.
To say the least. So, yeah, that was a take from everybody. No overdubs, just how it happened. And kind of says a lot about what we do and who we are and, you know, each individual sound. We didn't try to smoke and mirror it, just let it be what it is and go for the feeling, not for the perfect take, so...
Well, let's take a little listen to that first and foremost, and we'll be back to talk a little more about where you can go and see Johnny Dreads and the Mystics. They've got a lot of shows coming up. We'll let you know how to connect with them. And, of course, we'll hear some more live music. Here's one called Worry, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Rest easy in my heart when you worry. Put your lips to mine and be strong when you worry. Lean on me and I will help you along when you worry. Just help me sing this song. Don't make me pay for the hurt they brought your way. Don't make me pay for the pain from yesterday. Don't run away from the love I give today. Don't be afraid. Just give your love to me. Don't worry.
said, don't worry, no worry, baby, no worry.
Of justice that has made it possible for evil to triumph, but a change.
From Johnny Dreads and the Mystics. That one was called Revolution. Before that, we heard Worry. We've got the band live in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
What a guan.
Now, you guys you're going to be all over the place in the next few weeks. June 18th at Bricks Ice Company in downtown Dayton, up at the Submarine House in Troy on the 20th, at Ace of Cups up in Columbus for the Reggae Rock Blowout. And then in August, all kinds of amazing festivals, Miami Valley Music Fest, Wham Bam Thank You Jam, and the Hog Jam.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy summer.
It's going to be a fun summer, you know, spreading the love everywhere we can, of course. Yes, it's what we love to do. We love to perform live. We love to bring the joy. So, yeah, it's what we're good at. We like it. It's a good time.
Is it a different kind of, like, mindset when you're playing, you know, someplace kind of smaller like Bricks as opposed to a big, you know, outdoor festival like Miami Valley Music Fest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, somewhere like Bricks, you know, we're there to entertain and, you know, we got the dinner crowd, but... You know, the festivals and stuff like that, I mean, that's where people are there for the music. And those are, I think, probably my favorite places to play because it's just a great time and a great gathering of people.
You know, I'll tell you what, we played a venue the other night, and we thought it was going to be a small dinner party, and we were going to be background music, and by the end of the night, everybody was dancing, and they were upset and wanted us to play more and more and more. So for me, and I think these guys, yeah, we're always going to put on a show, we're always going to have a good time, you know, small venue or in front of 3,000 people, it doesn't matter. But yeah, sometimes it's fun to get started, but we, you know, small room or big room, we love to play it.
Heck yeah. Sometimes it's that unexpected crowd, yes, that really makes for a fun evening. Now, as far as the recordings go, do you guys have a release planned soon or sometime down the road this year?
Yeah, you know what we're doing? We've got a couple out. I think we've got three out online. You can look us up on Facebook and SoundCloud and find them there. And then in July, what we're going to do is I think we're going to spend a lot of time trying to we got some new stuff to work out and some old stuff to get covered. But, you know, we're blessed to have a great studio to record at, and we're looking forward to kicking some new ones out before we go out again on tour in August.
Very cool. Are we going to see I know you're releasing the songs online right now. Are you looking to do like a full-length album later this year, or have you decided that yet?
It's kind of up in the air. I mean, anymore, it's, you know, with the way things are with the internet, you can get immediate distribution, and sometimes the album doesn't make sense. So, you know, it depends on how much we get recorded and what it makes sense to do.
Cool. And what's the rest of the year looking like for you guys? Are you going to try to get out on the road any place beyond the greater Dayton area and the festival circuit in the fall, or kind of stick close to home and see what happens?
Oh, definitely. You know, we've already got some friends in all over the area, you know, down in Louisville and Cincinnati, Columbus, Toledo. And we look to, you know, every other weekend or so, we're going to be getting out and hitting the road and spreading the love.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned the Facebook page. Is that the best place for people to connect with you if they want to keep tabs on where you're playing and what you're doing and getting their hands on some of these digital tracks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, guys, is there anything else that people ought to know about you before they come check you out, either at Bricks on the 18th, at the Submarine House in Troy on the 20th, up in Columbus on the 21st, or at any of these great festivals in August, Miami Valley Music Fest, Wham Bam, Thank You Jam, and the Hog Jam?
Just bring good vibes.
That's it, yeah. Bring your dancing shoes and big smiles, and don't worry, have no worries. We're going to put it on. Def.
If that is not a good call to go out and have some fun and hear some great live music, I don't know what is. Speaking of live music, shall we hear some more, guys?
Absolutely. Y'all definitely. Yeah, let us get a range here real quick, and we'll get, you know, moseyed around these microphones here again. We'll definitely give you some more.
All righty. Let's take a quick break, let these guys get to their instruments, and we're going to hear some more live music from Johnny Dreads and the Mystics. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WISO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30. And again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO. And listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been getting to know Johnny Dreads and the Mystics. And now I think we're going to hear some more live music. I'm going to hand things over to the band in the WYSO studios.
One is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women get the men like a puppet show. That's all right. The women are smarter. That's all right. The women are smarter. That's all right. The women are smarter. Women are smarter than the men. That's all right. You teach the kids in school to learn how the cow jumped right over the spoon.
You teach them kids in school to learn how the dish ran away with the spoon. You can't blame the youth now. You cannot fool the youth. You can't blame the youth now. You cannot fool the youth.
Cover. Thank you. One more.
Sometimes I wonder, am I the only one sane? Or do I have chemicals still stuck on my brain? I open my eyes and look to the skies, and that's when I realize. Slips, trips, and downfalls. Now I know I've got to constantly evolve. Conquer myself before I conquer my world. Well, I used to think it was you who needed to change. But now
Now I see I can't accept some of the blame. Well, you showed me that there was no right, that there was no wrong. Show me some things that I could be working on. Well, now, sometimes I wonder, am I the only one thing? Do I have chemicals still stuck on my brain? Open my eyes and look to the skies. That's when I realize.
Johnny Dreads and the Mystics live in the WYSO studios. Check them out on the 18th at Brick's Ice Company in downtown Dayton. They've got a whole lot of other dates as well. We've got them up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And a couple of them also play in Jaw Soul, who is going to be playing Saturday night with our upcoming guest, the Cricket Bows. We'll tell you more about that a little later on. In the meantime, here's some new music from Vampire Weekend. Check it out. This one's called Diane Young.
You toss your side like a